Hello and welcome to the very first build of UGTV. My name is Michelle.
My name is Alan, and we'll be your host for this new video series dedicated to the user group world and the many participants of the user group meetings. We have two shows to the two particular audiences. Look out for our IT Pro show, but in this episode we are 100% dedicated to all you dev heads.
You know, on this month's show, Alan, we've assembled a couple of interviews and some videos to form a class module show with some public properties I think everybody will be interested in. Do you like all those dev terms I put in? That's kind of impressive.
That's not bad. So let's try and see if you can work your magic onto our first segment, which, according to my post-it note, is an interview.
Well, before we get to the interviews, Alan, I really want to introduce you to some of the user group leaders we met in April at the MVP Summit. What are you doing?
I'm making tea.
You're making tea? We're having our first show here.
I know, but when I was on set in England working with CN, we'd always have tea. I mean, we would have a breakfast infusion, we'd maybe have some chamomile tea at lunch, Earl Grey in the afternoon, you know how it goes, and a green in the evening to finish off.
Sir Ian, I can't believe first that you know a sir. I think you should just, you know, try to impress me right now and tell me who he is. Who is this? Sir Ian.
Sir Ian, you know Sir Ian. Oh, hang on, I'm sorry, dev heads. Gandalf.
You Brits have the easiest life. You drink tea, you play cricket. You walk around talking and no one ever understands anything you say. I mean, what, for goodness sakes, is Cockney? I have no idea.
I could show you, but we'd have to pay for subtitles.
All right, indulge me, old boy.
Cool, blimey, love. We've been a right tour and eight. Cause of Barney in Liza Land, no one and a savvier Dicky Bird coming out my north. We'd have the old Bill on the phone, right, sharpish, giving us GBH to our share likes.
Yeah, right. All right, now we're going to cut to the MVP user group leaders that we met while at the MVP Summit in April.
Hi, I'm Jerry Tiber from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm the Vice President of the Network Users Group, Alaska.
Hi, this is Ashwin Kinney from Mumbai IT Pro User Group.
Hi, I'm Abhishek Bakshi. I'm a UG lead from India, so namaste.
Hi, I'm Russell Clements. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I run the Dallas-Fort Worth Small Business Server Partner Group.
It seems like we've experienced an unhandled exception in our video handover, so I think we're going to have to try that again.
You know what we really need to see after seeing those?
What? I'm sure you're going to enlighten me.
We need to see a senior community representative to...
Huh. Hello?
Hey, Mom. There's this lady here. I don't know what her problem is, but she claims to be the
senior community marketing manager, and she wants me to let her in. What should I do?
Somebody claiming to be a senior community marketing leader at the door, wanting money.
Coincidence? And you thought we threw this show together last night.
Keep her there, you know, make sure she doesn't leave. I'll be right there.
Hey, Tricia, thanks for joining us for User Group Television today. I'm so happy you came by.
Thanks for having me. This is really exciting. What's going on here?
What's going on is we are filming User Group Television, which is a series just for user groups. And Tricia here works over in the U.S. subsidiary as a senior marketing community lead focused on the developer community. And she's been an invaluable resource to user groups across the United States. So I just wanted to talk to her and find out a little bit more about your experience with the developer user group community and what you like about it.
The thing that, you know, like what I've really noticed about the community and what I love about the community is just the passion that's there and the excitement. I've been at Microsoft a number of years now, and I ended up, you know, through just changing jobs over time, ended up in the community role, and it's something that really speaks to me and I really love it. And it's just amazing. I mean, when you go out and you engage with user group leaders and you see people coming together, you know, sharing knowledge and really working together like that, and a lot of these people volunteering their time to do it, it's just really inspirational and really exciting.
You know, we're hearing a lot of buzz around speakers and speakers bureaus these days, and would you put that in the top three challenges of user groups?
I definitely think so. I mean, one of the things about the user group community is you've got really developed groups that have been around for years, and some of them, especially in the larger markets, you know, like Dallas or Boston or New York or, you know, different places like that, they have a lot of speakers in the area, so they don't necessarily have a hard time getting speakers. But we've got user groups all over the U.S., and a lot of them, you know, are in smaller communities and places where they don't necessarily have a huge number of speakers right there ready to come every month and present to the group. So definitely being able to get quality speakers in is a huge challenge.
Is there anything, now that you have this chance for the very first edition of User Group Television, Developer Edition, that you would like to say to the developer community directly?
Definitely. The first thing I'd like to say is, you know, if you're a user group leader watching this, thank you so much for all the work that you do. We definitely appreciate it, and we just value it more than you can possibly imagine. And, you know, I think a lot of you guys, I know you know me. If there's things that you need from us, definitely let us know, because we want to do what we can to help support you. If you're a user group member and you've been regularly coming out and attending, you know, thanks for taking your time to come and engage in the user group. And, you know, definitely consider, like, helping out your leader more. They do so much work, and anything you can do to help them is just incredibly valued. And then, finally, if you're not engaged in your local user group community, like, there's definitely a user group near you somewhere. Find out where it is. Get engaged. This is a wonderful opportunity to get a lot of technical training that's really going to help you, you know, improve your skill set, and it's going to make your experience and your performance at your job better. And plus, it's just wonderful to get involved in the community. I mean, it's a great place to network, and it's also a place where you can make a lot of really cool friends.
Well, Tricia, thank you so much for coming out here. Because of all the work that you've been doing with the user group community, you've really helped move things forward for them. And the first edition of User Group Television would not have been the same without you, so I really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much for having me. You too.
Yeah. That was a great interview with Tricia Cardell.
It was very interesting to me.
Yeah, it was.
So how would you like to expand your developer vocabulary some more?
I'm game. What do you have in mind?
Have you ever heard of Astoria?
No.
Rust?
No.
RIA?
No.
Okay.
I know I have Rust on my car. I bought in Astoria.
Not really what I had in mind.
Oh.
I ran into a developer evangelist called Rob Bagby the other day, mm-hmm. and he would love to show us ADO.NET in action.
I can't wait.
Take it away, Rob.
In this demo, I'm going to be showing you ADO.NET Data Services, formerly known as Project Astoria. ADO.NET Data Services allows us to expose and consume data as services over HTTP in a RESTful manner. Now you can expose anything that implements iQueryable. And if you want to take advantage of the update functionality, you also have to implement iUpdatable. In this demo, we're going to take advantage of the ADO.NET Entity Framework. So you can see here, I have an ADO.NET entity data model defined here. And it's defined and it's mapped to the Coho database. So you can see I've got a wine entity. I've got wine types, accolades, ratings, and user reviews. These navigation properties allow me to navigate to some of the other entities. So what we're going to do is expose this out as an ADO.NET data service. So I'm just going to choose Add New Item. I'm going to choose an ADO.NET data service. I'm going to call this Coho SVC .svc, and I'm going to click Add. The designer is going to add two files for me, an SVC file that defines the factory that knows how to handle these requests, and also as a pointer over to this CodeBehind class. And this CodeBehind is where we're going to do our work. So I've got my Coho SVC that you saw me build, and it implements Web Data Service of T. This of T here is the data source class that I want to expose. I said earlier I wanted to expose my entity data model, and so that's what we're going to do. I'm going to choose Coho DB model.coho DB entities, and that's the name of my entity data model. The only thing I have left to do is to define what it is that I want to expose. This service is hardened by default, so we're not exposing anything. So inside of initialize service, I have to go in and define what it is I want to expose. So here I'm going to do the unthinkable, and I'm going to choose to expose everything. And so I'm just going to choose an asterisk, and I'll just choose resource container rights dot all. Now, this is one level of security. You can also define these things called query interceptors, which allow you to really piggyback on top of any kind of authentication or authorization scheme you have. And so you can harden this down as far as you want and get as granular security as you want to within these services. For the purposes of this demo, we're going to leave it pretty wide open. So I'm just going to go ahead and right-click on my Coho service.svc. We're all done as far as we're concerned. I'm going to right-click and choose to view in browser. What we're going to see here is we're going to get back an XML, an atom-formatted XML representation of all of our entity sets. You might mistake this for the metadata for our service, but you actually can append $ metadata, and you'll get back full metadata for these services, including all the entity sets, entity definitions, associations, etc., really giving you the ability to go in and develop user interface components that are data agnostic. All you do is point it at the metadata, and they know how to populate themselves and build out links to any relationships. You can see here that I'm able to traverse into my wines, and I get back a representation of all the wines that that existed, all those entities that are available to me. I can move into specific wines, such as my wines with an ID of 17, and I'm just moving into that one specific wine. I'm getting back properties like the wine name and short wine name. And I also get back these relationships or associations, such as my ratings. I can traverse directly into that ratings, and I can get back just the ratings for that specific wine. I can also take advantage of some query string options. And so here I can do, say, wines, and I can do an order by. And say for all of my wine entities, I want to order by my bottle price. So I've got $10.99 and then $12.99, $13.99, and $14. You can see those are all ordered appropriately. We can add in other query string options and do things like a skip and a top, which gives us the capability to do things like server-side paging. You can see I skipped two wines, the $10 and $12.99, and I returned just the next two wines. So you can really see the power of ADO.NET Data Services and the querying capabilities that are available to you. One last thing I want to show you is an application that takes advantage of these. So I have a page called Photo List Historia. Let me show you how that works. Just view this in the browser. And we can see I've just got this AJAX page that is using the Historia service to fetch those wines just as you saw me do earlier in the browser. And I'm fetching pages of six wines. And I have this nice paging solution without getting that browser full page post back. Well, let's see how we wired that up. It actually turned out to be quite simple. I have a load photos that's getting called. Here I'm creating a proxy class, sys.data.dataservices, which is an AJAX class, client-side AJAX class provided to you when you install Historia or ADO.NET Data Services. Here all I'm doing is developing a query string, just like you saw me doing inside of the browser, where I'm doing an order by, a skip, and a top. And then I'm calling into my proxy, calling proxy.query, passing that query string in a callback method. In that callback method, I'm just doing some DOM manipulation, clearing the HTML, iterating through my results, and building out some LIs and images, etc. I hope that adequately illustrates the power of ADO.NET Data Services, and I hope you look into it to try and take advantage of it.
Alan, that was pretty good. That was not bad at all, and I feel so much more informed. But I really want you to see what I've been up to since you've been hanging around in your posh set in London, drinking your tea, eating your biscuits. I've been exhausting myself chasing down John Martin from the Server and Tools Online team to get an interview with him about the community platform. It was very exciting.
Okay, let's see it.
You might want to watch the prompter over there.
Over there.
Yeah.
Crikey! I'm Michelle Fleming-Touré with UGTV User Group Television, and yesterday at the MVP Summit in Redmond, I saw a fabulous session from John Martin and the Server and Tools Online team about the community platform. Today, I am going to try to catch him for a quick interview about all the really cool stuff that's going to excite the user group community. Christina, have you seen John Martin?
No, sir, I haven't seen
him. What are he's in here? John! John, let me in, John!
I haven't seen John. No, John.
I haven't seen John. John, wait! John! John! Hey, John! Hey!
Hey, Michelle!
I've been looking for you everywhere!
Wow, that's great! What can I help you
with? I saw your session yesterday on the community platform at the MVP Summit, and it is fabulous!
Awesome.
I think we need to tell people, the user group community, all about it. And this is UGTV, User Group Television.
Hey, awesome! Awesome! What can I help you with?
I want to know two of the most exciting things that are coming out of the community platform that you feel would be of interest to the user group community.
Good. Well, the first thing to know is that the MSDN and TechNet teams are on a mission. They're on a mission to open up the sites to the technical community.
Is it a possible mission or a mission impossible?
Oh, it's possible, and we're actually doing it right now. So here's the two things to look for. One of them is, in any community site, you have to have a really rich, interactive profile.
I totally agree.
Right? So if you look at MSDN today, there's not, or in TechNet too, there's more than one profile. We're going to bring those together into a really exciting application that allows customers to personalize their profile.
That's awesome.
But also, the profile's integrated with apps like the library and forums and a brand new one we have called social bookmarking.
Oh, that's awesome.
Your profile is going to reflect all the activity that you conduct and participate in on MSDN and TechNet, and it's going to give you recognition for that on the site.
What happens if I'm a user group leader, I'm in Belgium, I'm sitting there having my crepes, and I'm having a fabulous time with my user group membership?
Yep.
What does that mean for me, this profile thing?
I think user groups, people inside user groups, and certainly user group leads, have a great opportunity to increase their visibility, their impact and their influence on their communities by getting a profile on MSDN and TechNet, and then using all the applications on the site. The one I mentioned before, social bookmarking, we're going to beta that at TechEd US North America in June, and it's really cool. It's going to be very different. It's going to open up a lot of different capabilities. First thing is, it allows you to save your bookmarks on site.
That's so really cool.
Yeah, you don't have to mess around with Internet Explorer or other
browser
folders.
So I don't have to transfer my bookmarks from my laptop to my phone
to
my PC.
No, exactly. And if you have more than one PC, you can save all your bookmarks on the site. Second thing is, while you're doing that, you're actually contributing content from around the Internet. Any URL you can bookmark becomes part of MSDN and TechNet, and other users can find it. So
that's
it's a nice
cool.
way for the community to make those sites their own. And the third cool thing about it is you can actually navigate bookmarks to people and people to bookmarks to explore other users, find people that are like you, find people who can answer your questions, find experts, find people on the same learning curve.
That's really cool.
It's pretty
is this
wild.
Bookmark thing going to show up in my profile somewhere? I mean,
yes.
Will people be able to see all my bookmarks?
Everything you bookmark, we're going to start out with a public implementation of this, and we're considering private in the future, but right now it's going to be public. You are what you bookmark, you are who you are in forums, plus the personalization, which includes a funny picture if you want.
Okay, well, you're a hard man to find. I've been running and chasing you down all morning, but I got to ask you one last question. Are you going to be a tech ed, and are you going to be demoing any of this cool stuff?
Yes, absolutely. Yes and yes, we're going to demo everything, including the social bookmarking beta. If you come to TechEd US in North America in Orlando, we're on the floor in MSDN Zone, great big place, big lighted pillars.
Wow.
Same thing the second week, TechNet Zone. So come on out, find us, we'll demo it, and we'll have some fun.
Well, great. We'll have UGTV interview you while you're down there, too.
Awesome.
All right, thanks, John. I'm
no
glad
problem.
I caught you, and
yeah.
I'm glad you didn't run away from me this time.
Me, too.
We'll see you.
You know, we are lucky. The show really has flown by, which is probably a good thing because we haven't got any more material left.
We have a ton more material left, Alan, but we just can't do it all in one show.
My tea's drunk, my biscuits have eaten, and the last page of the script is blank. So all we have to do is thank everyone who appeared on today's show.
All right, and on that note, we would like very much to thank Tricia and John and Rob and all those appeared in UGTV's very first developer edition.
We'd also like to thank everyone who's watching. We recommend you download this video and burn it onto CD. In about a month's time, this is probably going to be worth a packet on MSN. Could be the one and only UGTV episode when the money men see what we've done with their money.
I'm sure there's going to be more, Alan.
That's what they said about the remake of The Bionic Woman, Show Joey, and what about Studio 80 on Sunset Boulevard?
We all know Lindsay Wagner is the Bionic Woman and the only Bionic Woman. And anyway, we're filming our June show in about a half an hour.
Oh, good. I can get a fresh cup of tea. Before the June show airs, though, we will be at TechEd Orlando. We're there for a full 2 weeks, meeting everyone and signing autographs.
I know, that's going to be so fun. And speaking of June and not your tea, we have some more moments with the user group leaders, some more compelling interviews, and a really great spot with John Molloy from Developer Division. So I'd like to end this show for Alan and I by reminding you that UGTV is all about user groups and as such to ask you to send your ideas to us.
Please send them to us at ugtvidea@microsoft.com.
With that, I'm Michelle.
And I'm Alan, and we'll see you again next time on UGTV. And don't forget, TechEd Orlando.
June 2nd?
June 2nd through 6th.
All righty. And that, as they say,
is a wrap.